Will, how cool was it back then when you ride a hot corner one night on a Wednesday and Thursday morning, or I would usually think about this, well, we got tapped to do those. I don't think we were on any kind of schedule. At least I wasn't. Maybe I was. Hard to remember now. But you'd write this hot corner. You would choose the topic. You'd send it over to Ehrenberg, I think, and then you know he might make you retool it. But anyway, I always thought this is going to be awesome that I'm trying to write something that the guy who's eating a sandwich at Jim and Nick's tomorrow or at Gus's Hot Dogs or wherever, there's this little Birmingham News sports section floating around some table space in a, you know, a bar or restaurant that somebody's reading this and they're, you know, they're enjoying the, maybe it's some controversy trying to stir the pot a little bit or whatever.
The,
it was
the
like,
funny
we
thing is, Dan, those hot corners, those hot corners are definitely stirring the pot.
Yeah.
I mean, I embraced that. I mean, I still show people or people still reference to this day, you know, a friend of mine from college put it together and I'm so thankful that he did. But when Mike Rada of like ABC 3340, you know, the Zone,
yes.
The only thing, I don't even know if the Zone exists anymore, but local TV, sports,
I remember
talk show or whatever, lambasted me for calling for Mark Godfrey's firing, which by the way, he should have been fired and ended up, it looks like I probably was in the right. Because look at where Mark Godfrey is now and what his path continued to lead him down, which was he was a crook. I mean, actually, you know, now he'd fit right in perfectly now to the new landscape. But Mike Rada was just so aghast at, who is Will Grant? And I still show that people still to this day, 20, you know, 15, 16 years later, still come up to me and say, who is Will Grant?
Who is Will
that's
Grant?
That's just a local, you know. But also to that point about going back to reporters – who maybe thought they were, you know, on a little bit higher pedestal than us. More people read those hot corners, Dan, than some of the larger, longer form sports.
You're right.
And I'm not saying that to make us feel better. It's just those hot corners were neat. And it was really cool. And everyone read them because they were short form and easy to read. And they were opinion pieces. People loved, you know, that. It got them talking. And it was – I was so proud. I mean, I have up in my house, because my mom – did this after like, you know, that first Christmas or birthday after being at the news, framed, you know, one of the pages I designed. I mean, really, it was probably Kent and I like populated some agate or whatever. But I have up on a wall in my office one of those pages and, you know, hot corners and things, because you can't take that. I mean, it doesn't seem as important now maybe to people. But that byline meant everything back in the day. And that's why I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have no problem finding a job after I leave the news. I mean, a byline for the Birmingham News? Multiple bylines? Oh, I'm a fucking hotshot. Excuse my language.
I got to call out just a couple. We could go over so many of them. But with the passage of time, you know, in the moment, I'm sure people are thinking, what is he talking about? Where is he getting his information from? He wrote a hot corner. Maybe this is 2011 or 12, on the Browns drafting Trent Richardson and basically saying, not a great pick. Don't think it's going to work out. Right on the money.
Oh, Dan, thank you for finding one that actually, I love when we're selective, because I'm sure you could, if you can, whatever you can find, I'm sure you could find some were not that spot on.
Another one of the later ones. Money talks.
To be fair, Dan, I think I also just wanted to rile up the Alabama fan base a little bit too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
let's see. Well, there was Lynn, a great story, not a great player. Love the headlines too, just to get people worked up before they even start reading.
That was true too, and it's still a great story.
finally, money talks. But tide will walk. This was just, you know, one that could have been written any season. But this was the Bama-Michigan game, August of 2012 at Jerry World. Floyd Mayweather drops a $3 million bet, takes the points, and the Wolverines, I think it was like 13.5 points. Bama blows them out, 41-14. Will Grant correctly predicts money talks, but tide will walk.
Thank you, Dan, for picking ones that, you know, like I said, maybe being a little selective.
Maybe a little bit.
Can I say the hot corner, and this is maybe a little bit more of a serious topic, But the hot corner I'm most proud of is, and I'd have to, you know, I'd see if I could find it. I don't know how I could find it. I do have them on file somewhere. But I wrote a hot corner, and I knew how much this would rile people up, but I also believed in it. I remember David Knox also said how great of a hot corner it was, and he never said anything about any of my hot corners. I remember specifically saying something about this after it was done. But I essentially wrote that people didn't like the NBA, or the NBA wasn't as popular, or college basketball, whatever. Basically, that people couldn't handle, and I referenced Charles Barkley's book about Who's Afraid of the Big Black Man. Basically, they were fine with football because they had helmets on, and they didn't have to see it in their face, black athletes, tattoos, right, you know, and all that, and how really basketball, and why people are like, oh, it's different now, or this and that, and it really was just, you know, dog whistling because a large portion of the population couldn't handle seeing young black men be successful and in their face. And it was okay in football because it wasn't as blatantly in their face because of pads and helmets and such. And I got, you know, I think I got a lot of good comments too, but I don't know if you remember, talk about another absolute legend who I think also went in the Sports Hall of Fame, or the Alabama Journalist Hall of Fame, Reuben Grant. Do you remember Reuben?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fond memories of Reuben. He's a
Reuben, nice as can be.
Birmingham Barons Hall of Famer.
Oh, my gosh. Birmingham Barons was in the 30 for 30. If anyone's listening to this, go to the Michael Jordan 30 for 30 about his time with the Barons, and Reuben is interviewed extensively in there. Absolutely phenomenal writer, a legend in the business, and to this point, tough to be a black sports writer in the time he was coming up. But I say that, we share the same last name, and I remember getting lambasted on Feinbaum, you know, getting letters, racist letters, because people either thought I was Reuben or thought I was related to Reuben, so thought I was a black man writing, because remember, we didn't have pictures that accompanied our byline for the hot corners.
That's right.
So no one knew what I looked like. But
wow.
And now probably if I wrote it, people might say I shouldn't speak for that. But at the time, I felt like it was an important thing to write. I was very proud of it. I thought it was an important thing to write. And then you see what happened is people proved my point to an extent by sending me racist hate mail. And we would get actual mail too back in the day, if you don't remember.
Right.
Dan, not only would we get emails or like the calls
and voicemails,
we would get written letters.
Yep.
That's funny now, is that voicemails are looked upon as antiquated.
I know.
But written letters with responses to us. But I had to say that. I'm sorry, Dan, if I've spoken.
Well, no, that took a lot of courage. You.
No, I want to do this again so you can just talk the whole time, Dan. I won't say a word.
Well, what I usually try to say at the top of the show is whoever the guest is, you know, it's Will Grant time. So it's Dan time when the show starts. And of course, if the guest is Dan, well, then it's Dan time. But when it's a guest not named Dan, I usually remember to say, in this case, it's Will Grant time. So I have had some guests that I do a lot of the talking, but other guests, I really quite prefer for them to open up as much as they'd like. It's their time. It's their hour. And so, Will, please don't take this as me being sarcastic. You've been sensational. It's just, I mean, in every way.
But whether sarcasm or not, I will take it. I will take it as said, Dan, and I appreciate that.
I mean, I really consider you.
Maybe a bit hyperbolic.
Well, I like how forthcoming you are. You're basically, any emotions that you've had attached to, you know, our shared experiences, you're comfortable putting it out there. And like I said earlier, I couldn't have said a lot of this stuff better myself. I knew that we were, you know, you were someplace at 2 a.m. and I was someplace at 2 a.m. It wasn't always the same bar, but I knew that, you know, Will was heading out somewhere. I'm heading out somewhere. But to kind of 2024 realize that we've been in that swirl, for lack of a better word, of our lives, and, you know, paid some consequences for it. And here we are on the other side. I'm just so happy to know that you're doing well and that we've been able to connect the dots, you know. relive some of these experiences. And when it's just kind of in your head about whether it was a newsroom or anywhere that people have worked in their younger years, it was so endearing to them. If you don't talk to anybody else from that time period, sometimes you think, well, maybe it was just that special to me. For everybody else, it was cool, but it wasn't like as big of a deal as I'm making it out to be. But I felt the same way, Will. I don't think anything will ever top it. I think about I had a boss at 16 years old who taught me a lot about customer service and just, you know, taking pride in your work. I worked at a locally run drugstore. You might remember the Big B Drugs.
Of course. Big B.
Love that job. Love that boss. And he's right up there. But then when I look at everything, I've done a lot now, but the Birmingham News has got to be the best. It is.
I'm at a lack of words right now. I have tears in my eyes and you know, I get a little emotional sometimes maybe, but that's how special, and I've already said it, so I won't revisit it, and you said it so well, but it was just the best of times, and I'm just so thankful to have shared it with you, my friend. And I'm thankful for you to have reached back out so we could share this this hour and a half, however long it's been. I mean, I could do it honestly on and on and on, but I know that's maybe not great for the actual product, so maybe we'll leave it be at this point. But you know, I'm not going to tell you how to run your podcast business, Dan, but I think it'd be money to get the old Agate crew guys together at some point down the line, however that works, to maybe tell some stories, or just for our sake. You can just put it into, you don't even have to release it to the public, but I think it'd just be fun for all of us, because this has just been absolutely therapeutic for me and just such a special, special time to spend. And I'm thankful for it going into the weekend. I'm feeling good, my friend. I'm feeling good. Oh, so thank you.
I love it. And we will do something. I'm going to talk to Craig and Chris and just say, what's a good day? We're almost into October. You guys tell me a good day in October, and let's get, you know, me and Will, we're already ready. We're ready to do it. And then we'll just try to find the right time. We'll start there, and then maybe involve some of the other guys. Could get a little chaotic. I don't listen to much of the morning talk radio anymore, but you know, it's always like a trio. There's three people, and they're all trying to get their jokes in quickly and loudly. And do you ever listen to that stuff, the morning FM talk radio?
I listen to the sports talk radio locally here.
I'm a fan of the
not talk over.
I just, with some exceptions, I don't really like the three-person format. Now, like the halftime panels and the NBA on TNT, that panel is the best, I think, in sports. But when it comes to just like three people on the radio, I mostly can't handle it. I want it to be two or one.
If you have, and I guess what we're talking about would be four people on it once, but to have three, the third, someone has to be a true sidekick, kind of just chime in, you know, one or two words, or be like pointed at off camera, or you know, on the radio it'd be off camera, but point at, okay, now you can talk. Because otherwise it is chaotic. That's a real art form to find the personalities that mesh, because I'll work on it the next time we're together if we are, but I talk too much, and I tell myself every time, not that I'm on podcasts, just in life, let the other person talk, Will. No one wants to hear you talk as much as you do. And so I'm going to remember this.
I've got a problem with it on my end. On this podcast, I used to do these intros that would go on for two or three, sometimes four or five minutes. And I really don't like listening to shows where the host talks for 15 minutes. Some people do it. A solid 12, 13, 14 minutes. I'm thinking, get to the guest. Your performance schedule, I can read that on your website. everything you did that week in the hotels and the airports, great. But I want to hear the guests that you got on. So I don't know how other people feel, but I've been trying because I've got that problem as well. And so the way that I tackle it is, let's say the past few weeks, I'm really trying to either eliminate my intro or only plug it in when I absolutely have to. And when I say intro, that's when I go back and record something to kind of kick off the show. But I think I'm probably going to do a cold open on this one and just point everybody to the show notes. That's what they want. They want to get to the meat of it.
Just get right into it. Yeah. Well, Dan, this has been awesome. I almost started saying something else that would have taken us down another path. I'm like, nope, I'm done for today. Dan does not need to try to edit any more of this.
I do want to say
rambles.
I want to tell you one more thing before we
wrap up. I'm here.
hearing you laugh again, it takes me back, Will, to when we're in the newsroom together and I'd see you come in and climb up those steps. Like that long climb that we all made up to the second floor. And Will, you always had the biggest smile on your face. You're happy to be there. And who knows what kind of night any of us had the night before. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit that there was once or twice, or Craig can hold me to this, I had to call in. There were a couple times that I had to call in because I could not get myself there at 4 because
Craig was a great boss, by the way. I didn't give him that love. I know we were supposed to stop. There was plenty of evenings, and I got the job done, but I don't know if you remember that. There was it became my special little bathroom. It was down in the first floor where no one ever really was for whatever reason, especially at night. So I would just go and sometimes just sit and just, whether I got sick or needed to, you know,
let the waves.
Just let the waves take me for a little bit and then go back up. And I'm sure I remember Kent being a smart ass to me, knowing what I had been doing. But we got it done. We got it handled. But big love to Craig. Maybe if we do this again, I'll give him more love because I feel I kind of washed over his influence on me, which says a lot considering really now in retrospect, Craig was not that much older than me. I know y'all were very close, but I looked to Craig as my boss at that time and as someone I really admired and still admire for that time spent, and he was the best.
Craig could run circles around every single person in that newsroom. No offense to anybody and all the names that we mentioned, Craig was a workhorse, the likes of which have never been seen.
Never been seen.
And
ahead of his game.
Sometimes quiet about it. Like I knew what he was hammering out and the speed and the precision, and I knew what he was doing. But it's just another day at the office for him. 100%
right. And if I had a chip on my shoulder at points in time and thought I wasn't getting the respect I deserved, all I need to think about is how did Craig feel? Because that man was 100 times the writer, editor, sports mind that I could have ever been. And if it had been a different day and age or a different place, Craig would have ascended to a whole nother level of things. But he was also so humble. Craig was such a talent, I'm sure still is, but definitely at that time. And he was a great boss to me. And I know he wasn't true. He probably would say he wasn't my boss, but I looked upon him as one of my bosses.
Oh, and, I certainly did.
And those fantasy corners that he had to fight to get into the paper, look at where we are now. You know, I'm not saying that like he was the first person to ever write a fantasy column or anything like that, but he still was ahead of the game.
So much we could say about Craig.
Oh my gosh, a whole podcast. I said we were done, but
let's get him on here and I'll mute his mic for 20 minutes and say, Craig, you're just going to have to be quiet for a minute because Will and I, we've got something we want to tell you. And we'll just butter him up for 20 solid minutes. He didn't get enough respect at the time he did from us, but he was a linchpin. I don't know. Tom made it. I don't know if he knew what kind of decision he made when he hired him, but would have been a much different production without Craig there at the helm.
100% agree. And I mean, it feels good to have gotten some of these things out, even just to you, Dan, because those things deserve to be out there. And whether it's just you and me who say it, it's going out into the universe. Hopefully Craig maybe hears it or will hear it at a point in time, but I mean everything I say, and he had a profound influence on me, and I respect him to this day. And I'm just thankful to, you know, cross paths with him and a lot of others there, but I put him pretty close to the top.
Well, I'll put in a plug for, he's got a podcast, Peekskill New York. It's him and a few guys there. They do the Peekskill Mugs podcast on YouTube. It's always a good time. It's adult content. I mean, as far as just the language and whatever they talk about, but it's great.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. Peekskill Mugs. I think I've seen it advertised a little bit on Facebook at a point in time, so I need to now seek it out.
Now, they're having some pints.
Some mugs.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
nothing wrong with that.
I am, and congratulations, Will. I didn't really get a chance to tell you earlier in the conversation about your sobriety. I am about 10 months, close to a year, and it wasn't something I gave a whole lot of thought to at the time. The story's not really that entertaining, but November last year, I just didn't buy another 12-pack the next week and got a streak going. I was coming out of not feeling well, and here I am. But I got three little kids, and really for me, it's, I don't want them to, if they get to be of age and they want to drink, fine, but I don't want them to grow up and just have memories of mom's always got a glass of wine in her hand, dad's always got a rocks glass of brown water. And just alcohol is always a part of the house. That's just, for me, kind of, it was time to say, I'm not going to do this at least for this month, and then turn into 2 months, and you don't really have to. There's like, it's just not, alcohol is great for people that, I have no problem with people who do drink, but there's a lot of marketing that goes into it. You're in love with the way that a label looks. If you took that label off, and that was a clear bottle, had nothing else on it, and the box was just a white box or whatever, and the cans had no colors or, you know, just like that kind of thing.
We're inundated with it from the start of our lives. I remember when I first stopped drinking, there was a lot of things that made it hard, but I never realized how pervasive it was in every part of our culture. And luckily, and nothing against, obviously, I still go to bars. My girlfriend still drinks. She's still in the service industry. I'm hoping she at some point gets out of it, but that's fine. I know plenty of amazing people in the service industry, and it's a important part of our culture, obviously, but nothing against it, but just how pervasive it is. I'm glad it's getting normalized much more so now to not drink or to have non-alcoholic options. And it's amazing how much just in the 7 years that I've been sober that, the options that have become available, and how much, I know COVID kick-started even more or whatever, but just, you can go to pretty much any bar and restaurant now and have some sort of non-alcoholic option. And by non-alcoholic option, I mean a good NA beer or an actual, well, maybe not the mocktails, but even not calling it mocktails, you know, not demeaning it. I mean, and I'm not big on some of the, like, oh, we have to be sensitive to everyone's needs, but it's just, I think, important to normalize, no, it's fine to not drink. You know, where that was not the case for a long time. Or people would be like, wait a minute, what? You don't
You're
and not
absolutely.
People who knew me. I just mean in general, if you said, oh, I don't drink, or you would try to like cover it up maybe or whatever. We're getting into a much better place with that. And let me say, Dan, just real quick, congratulations to you. And it's funny when people ask me about, hey, I think I may need to look into quitting, and I just say, hey, that's great. Here's what I'd say. Why don't you try to not drink for a month and see how it goes? And if that's too hard for you, then you maybe really need to look in, you know, but basically just see how it goes. And if you can't do it for a month, then you really maybe need to reflect and see how you feel after a month and maybe go longer if you want to. But I'm like, at least take a break. If you're drinking every day or every night or even every other, you know, basically if you think something's going on, there probably is something going on and you need to maybe take some steps. But I've never liked to moralize on it, but it's an important thing to me, because my life, if I ever question, I can pretty much look at my life when I was drinking, or at least near the, you know, definitely near the end, and look at my life now, and it's a clear change. And there's no question that my life got much, much better because I let it go too far. But I'll leave it at that.
I'm so proud of you, Will.
Back at you, Dan.
And this conversation has been so much more. I knew it was going to be fun, but it's meant so much more to me than I could have imagined. And
I really feel the same way, my friend. Maybe we should end it before I start choking up and crying on the other end here.
Yeah, I actually wish we had some video where I could have had that Barbara Walters moment with you where I was able to just elicit the tears, and it's great for ratings, but we don't have that. And
I'll improve my tech next time. Maybe we'll have a camera or something, but you know, maybe for your guests it was better that the camera wasn't here.
All right, well, we will pick this back up. I'd like to do another episode, just me and you, in the future. But yeah, I'll be talking to.
I'd love it, my friend. Anytime. Please just reach out, and I'd be blessed to have another opportunity to come on here. So you just let me know, my friend.
Will Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to whoever's out there.
I always like to speak to the listener, and I hope you got a lot out of this. If you like the show, dantimepod@gmail.com. That's where you can fire off any missives, any complaints, suggestions, or whatever's on your mind, or if you'd like to be on the show yourself, jump on in. I'm on social media, not all the channels, but if you don't see me on one, bounce over to the other one. I'm probably there. It's Dan Time Pod, and this has been great. Hope you got a lot out of it, and we'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Will Grant, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you, Dan. It's been a great time. Till next time.